welcome to the Old Blueback Speller, a regular old-fashioned spelling bee, which we'll be having here in the big studio at WSM, Studio C, every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Now, there's plenty of room for everybody, so come on up and join in the fun. And see if your favorite contestant wins in this battle of the words. Now, Mr. Ira North will conduct the program, and here he is now to introduce you to the contestants and tell you about the Old Blueback Speller, Ira North!
Thank you, Tom Hansard. Thank you, Tom Hansard. Boys and girls, welcome to the Old Blueback Speller. We're going to have a wonderful time today with the old-fashioned spelling bee. Now, boys and girls, just remember that a little bit later on in the show, we'll tell you how you can have a part in the Old Blueback Speller by sending us a word that you think will stump our expert spellers. And if you do, we'll send you the Rand McNally World Atlas. Well, boys and girls, first of all, we're going to meet our contestants here today. Then we'll have words from Grandpa's Old Blueback Speller, from Grandma's Old McGuffey spelling book. And then we're going down into our audience and have some quiz words and just a good time for everybody today. But now, boys and girls, I want to introduce to you our expert spellers here on the stage who are going to strive to win the Old Blueback Speller today. And whoever winds up at the head of the class gets these five silver dollars. Now, first of all, in first place is Gary Witt.
Hello, Mr. North. I'm glad to be here.
All right, Gary. We're glad to have you, boy, and good luck on the Old Blueback Speller. Now, in second place, boys and girls, here is Grace Hazelup.
Hello, Mr. North. I'm Grace Hazelup, and I'm here to try to win the $5.
That's the spirit. That's the spirit. These are 7th, 8th grade boys and girls, and in third place is Louis Lampley.
Good morning, Mr. North. I'm in third place now, but I don't know telling where I'll be when I'm through.
All right, boy. Good luck to you. Good luck to you, Lewis. And now, here's a lovely little girl in fourth place, and it's Judy Toney.
Good morning, Mr. North. I'm in fourth place now, but I hope to end up in first.
That's the spirit, Judy. And in last place, and by the way, Linda, did you know the boy in last place about 3 weeks ago wound up in first place? So don't be discouraged. Last place is Linda Carruthers.
Good morning, Mr. North. I'm in fifth place now, but I hope to be in first when I get through.
That's the spirit, Linda. Now, boys and girls, the first words today come from the Old Blueback Speller. Ah, this Old Blueback Speller, copyrighted about 100 years ago, was used in just about every one-room schoolhouse across this nation. Every once in a while, we get a letter from some fine, fine lady that tells us, or man, that they studied this 50 or more years ago. But here we are, ready for the first word today. And this is your word, Gary, so stand up at our microphone and see if you can spell definite. Definite.
Definite. D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E.
That's right. And your first word from the Old Blueback Speller, Grace, is hypocrite. See if you can spell hypocrite.
H-I-P-P-O-C-R-I-T.
Not quite, not quite. All right, Lewis, here's your chance to trap the second place. Pronounce the word first to be sure that you have understood it.
Hypocrite. H-I-P-P-O-C-R-A-T.
No, not right, not quite. All right, hypocrite. All right, Judy, see if you can spell hypocrite.
Hypocrite. H-Y-P-O-C-R-A-T.
No, I'm sorry. All right, last place, Linda. See if you can spell hypocrite.
Hypocrite. H-Y-P-O-C-R-I-T-E.
That's right, and there she goes. There she goes to second place. All right, Linda. Linda, you trap up to second place. Linda is now in second place, and everybody moves down the line. All right, let's see now. Grace, you're supposed to be in third place. Grace, you be in third place. Everybody moves down, you see, when you're trapped. Everybody moves down. That's right. All right, here we go with the Old Blueback Speller. Let's take another round from this before we go to the McGuffey Speller. See if you can spell for us execute. Execute is your word. Gary?
Execute. E-X-E-C-U-I-T-E.
Oh, not quite right. Not quite right. All right, now, Linda, see if you're going to trap the first place, and I'll declare execute.
E-X-E-C-U-T-E.
There she goes to first place. What about that, boys and girls? I'll declare, here we are, haven't been on the air but just about 5 or 6 minutes, and the Old Blueback Speller and the child that was the last place has now gone to the head of the class. All right, Grace, it's your time now, and see if you can keep the third place by spelling for us prosecute. Prosecute. Prosecute.
P-R-O-S-E-C-U-T-E.
That's right. All right, and now for our fourth place contestant, see if you can spell for us persecute. Lewis, persecute.
Persecute. P-E-R-S-E-C-U-T-E.
That's exactly right. All right, now then, last place, Judy, see if you can spell absolute.
Absolute. A-B-S-O-L-U-T-E.
All right, that's fine. Now, boys and girls, let's lay aside Grandpa's old blueback speller and get the McGuffey speller and continue the spelling bee with a few words from lesson number 152 of the old McGuffey Eclectic Spelling Book. This book is almost as old as the old blueback speller itself. All right, back to first place now. And Linda, see if you can spell atonement for us. Atonement.
A-T-T-O-N-A-M-E-N-T.
Not quite. All right, now here's your chance to get back up at first place. Grace Witt, Gary Witt. See, Gary, if you can spell for us atonement. Pronounce it now. All right.
Atonement. A-T-O-N-E-M-E-N-T.
There he goes back to first place. What about that? All right. Now then, Grace, it's your time, and see if you can spell annoyance. Annoyance. Something annoys you, and you say, well, I'll declare this annoyance. All right? Annoyance. Annoyance.
A-N-N-O-Y-A-N-C-E.
That's exactly right. And your word from the McGuffey Eclectic Spelling Book is occurrence. Occurrence. Lewis, see if you can spell it for us.
Occurrence. A-C-C-U-R-A-N-C-E.
Not quite. All right, Judy. Occurrence. Occurrence.
A-C-C-E-R-A-N-C-E.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right, back to first place, Gary. All right. Occurrence.
Occurrence.
See if you can spell it. Uh-huh.
Occurrence. A-C-C-E-R-A-N-C-E.
Occurrence.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Occurrence. A-C-C-U-R-A-N-C-E.
No, that's not right. All right, your time, number two. See, Linda, if you can spell occurrence.
O-C-C-U-R-A-N-T-E.
Not quite. All right, it's your time now, Grace. See if you can go to first place by spelling occurrence. It was a great occurrence.
O-C-U-R-A-N-C-E.
No, I'm sorry. I believe we've gone all the way around. By the way, boys and girls, this lesson 152 from the old McGuffey Eclectic Spelling Book has some pretty good words in it. It's O-C-C-U-R-R-E-N-C-E. Well, what do you know? Well, let's go ahead and see if we can spell dangerous. And it's your time, Lewis. Dangerous.
Dangerous. D-A-N-G-E-R-O-U-S.
That's right. All right. Now we've got the ball rolling again. All right, Judy, see if you can spell for us election.
Election. E-L-E-C-T-I-O-N.
All right. And back to first place now, Gary, and see if you can spell agreement. Your word is agreement.
Agreement. A-G-R-E-E-M-E-N-T.
That's right. And your word, in second place, Linda, you've come all the way now from last place to second place. See if you can keep it by spelling for us harmonious.
H-A-R-M-O-N.
It's a wonderful start. Harmonious.
O-U-S.
Oh, not quite. All right, Grace, see if you can spell it. Pronounce it first.
Harmonious. H-A-R-M-O-N-I-O-U-S.
I think that's right. Spell it again now.
H-A-R-M-O-N-I-O-U-S.
That's right, and there she goes, the second place. All right. All right, Lewis, let's take another word right quickly. See if you can spell leaflet from the McGuffey Spelling Book.
Leaflet. L-E-A-F-L-E-T.
All right, that's right, and your word is tiresome, Judy.
Tiresome. T-I-R-E-S-O-M-E.
That's exactly right. All right, one more round, and then we're going to our audience. Back to you, Gary, in first place. We're still here with the old McGuffey speller. See if you can spell cumbersome. Cumbersome. Cumbersome.
Cumbersome. C-O-M-E-B-E-R-S-O-M-E.
Not quite. All right, Grace, see if you can spell cumbersome. Cumbersome.
C-U-M-B-E-R-S-U-M-E.
Not quite. Oh, Grace, not quite. All right, third place, Linda, see if you can spell cumbersome.
C-O-M-B-E-R-S-O-N.
Not quite. All right, Lewis, see if you can spell cumbersome.
Cumbersome. C-U-M-B-E-R-S-O-M-E.
There he goes. All right, all right. Fine. There he goes all the way then to first place. What do you know about that? Boys and girls, first place has changed places, I think, more rapidly on this show than any before. We don't know who's going to win the five silver dollars, but we're all in there plugging now. All right, I believe it's your time, and see if you can spell in last place, Judy, condition. Condition.
Condition. C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N.
All right, that's fine. Now, boys and girls, if Marvin Hughes will give me a little run music, I'm going to run down into the audience and interview some of our boys and girls here today. You know, if you live in the Nashville area, we invite you to come down to the Old Blueback Spella every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock because you might win our door prize. If your name is drawn, you get the Rand McNally World Atlas. And we always have a lot of fun. We hope you'll come down just any time that you can be with us. Now, Marvin Hughes, give me a little run music and let me run down into the audience and visit with some of our folks and have them give out some words today to the students here on the Old Blueback Spella. Okay, Marvin. Thank you, Marvin Hughes. Thank you. I'll tell you right now, that's fine run music here. All right, my, what a fine-looking bunch of boys and girls we got here today. And here's one that I want to interview right here, this beautiful little blonde-headed, blue-eyed girl. Honey, what is your name?
Samina.
All right. Is that your first name?
Yes.
What's your last name?
Holman.
All right, fine. We're so glad to have you. Where do you live?
Beechwood.
Beechwood? We're so glad to have you here at the Old Blueback Speller. Now then, do you have a word you'd like for our spellers to spell today? All right, what is it?
Commitment.
Commitment. All right. That's a fine word now. And it's your time. All right, Lewis.
Commitment. C-O-M-I-T-M-E-N-T.
Not quite. All right. Now then, it's your time. All right, Gary. Commitment. Pronounce it now to be sure that you understand her word.
Commitment. C-O-M-M-E-N-T-M-E-N-T.
No, that's not right. Commitment. Commitment. All right.
C-O-M-M-I-T-M-E-N-T.
There she goes to first place. What about that, boys and girls? All right. My, you selected a right hard word. Okay, honey, what is your name?
Martha Virginia Holman.
All right. Where are you from, Martha?
St. Joseph, Tennessee.
St. Joseph, Tennessee, down in Lawrence County, where I was born and reared. My, we're glad to have you in Nashville, Tennessee, and here on the Old Blueback Spella. Now, I want you to give a word for our contestants. Will you do it, Martha? What is your word?
Acquittal.
All right. Your word is acquittal. By the way, that's a good one, too, Martha. All right. Let's see. Whose time is it now? All right, Linda, it's your time. See if you can spell acquittal. In other words, if you were charged with some crime and the jury acquitted you, you would be proud of that acquittal, wouldn't you? All right.
A-C-Q-U-I-T-T-L-E.
Not quite. Oh, I thought she was going to spell that, didn't you? All right, Martha, my, you selected a good word. All right, Judy, see if you can trap now by spelling this.
Acquittal. A-C-Q-U-I-T-T-L.
No, not quite. Not quite. All right, back to first place, Grace, and see if you can spell acquittal. I'll tell you, Martha here from St. Joseph, Tennessee, has a mighty, mighty fine word for us today, and it's giving us a little trouble. Okay, Grace?
A-C-Q-I-T-T-E-L.
Not quite, not quite. All right, Lewis, try it now. She missed it only by one letter. That was mighty close.
A-C-Q-U-I-T-T.
Acquittal. You're going strong. Just keep going.
T-A-L. T-A-L.
All right, that's right. That's exactly right. All right. A-C-Q-U-I-T-T-A-L. All right, here... By the way, this looks like twins right here. I just wonder about that. What is your name, please, ma'am?
Jenny Kidd.
Jenny Kidd. And where's your home?
It's here in Nashville.
Fine. We're mighty glad to have you on the Old Blueback Spella. By the way, is this your twin sister there beside you?
No, sir. We're not twins.
Oh, you're not twins. Is she your sister?
Yes, sir.
Well, you surely favor. I'll tell you right now. Would you give a word out for our Old Blueback Spella contestants today?
Consistent.
All right. Consistent. That's another one. All right. Yes, it's your time, Gary. See if you can spell... Consistent.
Consistent. C-O-N-S-I-S-T-E-N-T.
All right. That's exactly right. C-O-N-S-I-S-T-E-N-T. All right. And now, let's talk to this sister that looks like the twin. And what is your name?
Joyce Kidd.
Fine, Joyce. And you live in Nashville, too. Would you give a word, then, for our spellers today?
Diminish. Diminish. All right, let's see then. It's your time, Linda. See if you can spell diminish. Diminish.
Diminish. D-E-M-O-N-I-S-H.
No, not quite. Not quite. All right, Judy?
Diminish. D-E-M-I-N-I-S-H.
Oh, not quite. Not. You won't try that again, Judy. You just missed it one letter. Maybe diminish. I'd pronounce it diminish. Well, that'd be wrong pronunciation, but that might help you. Diminish.
D-I-M-I-N-I-S-H.
All right, that's fine. That's fine, Judy. That's good. Now, let's see. I wanted to interview one more here. Here's a fine-looking girl over here. If I can, my microphone can reach, I wanted to ask her her name. Honey, what is your name?
Beverly Briggs.
Fine. And where's your home?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Fine. We're mighty glad to have you here today. Where do you go to school?
Dan Mills.
Dan Mills. Good. That's fine. Now then, would you give a word out here for first place Lewis here on the old Blueback Speller and see if he can keep this first place by spelling your word?
Accomplish.
All right, accomplish. All right, Lewis, see if you can spell accomplish.
Accomplish. A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H.
That's exactly right. Well, boys and girls, we're so glad to have all of you on the old Blueback Speller. Now, if Marvin Hughes will give me a little run music, I'll go back on the stage and we'll continue with the program.
Thank you, Marvin Hughes. Thank you, Marvin Hughes. We're back on the stage now to continue to see who's going to win our $5 silver on the old Blueback Speller today. Now then, I believe it's your time, Grace. And this, we're beginning now our quiz questions. You must not only spell the word correctly, but you must answer these quiz questions. You know, the old Blueback Speller is kind of a combination of an old-fashioned spelling bee and a quiz program. At least we have one section devoted to where you must know more than how to spell. All right. Here's what we want you to do today. These questions were sent in by Ann Becker here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I think Ann has done a pretty good job. She says, name and spell first names of the presidents of the United States. These presidents. All right, tell us the first name of Lincoln and then spell it for us.
Abraham.
That's exactly right. Spell it for us.
A-B-R-A-H-A-M.
That's right. Now then, we're ready for another contestant. And your president is Jefferson. All right, Jefferson. Gary, see if you can tell us his first name and spell it correctly.
I think it's Thomas.
That's right, it is Thomas.
Capital T-O-M-A-S.
No, that's wrong. All right. Here we go to our next contestant, Judy.
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
That's right, and there she goes. What about that? All right, Linda, here's your president. Can you tell us the first name of Harrison? Harrison. There are two of them. We'll have to accept either one.
Is it John?
No, it is not John. It is not John. All right, Lewis, could you tell us the first name of Harrison? We'll have to accept either one.
Thomas could be one, couldn't he?
No, no, that's not quite right. All right, this is we don't know quite as much about this president. Maybe we do Abraham Lincoln. All right, could you tell us, Grace, we'd like to have the first Harrison. Could you tell us?
Jefferson?
No. No, not quite. Not quite. All right, do you know, Judy? Boys
Benjamin?
And girls, be thinking out there and see if you know. All right?
Benjamin?
Well, we'll have to accept that. That was one. All right?
Capital B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N.
All right, that's right. And there she goes, the first place. What about that, boys and girls? She started off here and was in fifth place, and she's trapped at the head of the class. All right, now, here we go with another president. Now, this one is not Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but give us Roosevelt.
Teddy.
All right, Teddy, or Theodore, it was his name, all right. All right, spell Theodore for us. My, did you see that expression on his face?
Theodore, capital T-H-E-A-D-O-R.
Not quite. All right, now, Linda, see if you can move up on the class and get closer to the $5 silver by spelling for us Theodore.
Theodore, T-H-E-O-D-O-R-E.
That's right, and there she goes. What about that? All right, fine. Now then, back to first place, Judy. You tell us the first name of this president and then spell it for us correctly. Coolidge.
Calvin.
Calvin is right.
Capital C-A-L-V-E-N.
Oh, Judy. Not quite. Not quite. All right, Lewis.
Calvin, capital C-A-L-V-I-N.
There he goes to first place. There. All right. Now then, would you tell us the first name, Grace, of Wilson? Your president is Mr. Wilson. What was his first name? Do you know? Can you think of it right quickly? I'm sure you're studying it right now in American history. Don't quite know? All right, Linda, see if you can tell us the name of Mr. Wilson, president during... Woodrow is right. Will you spell it for us?
W-O-O-D-R-O-W.
That's right, and there she goes to third place. All right, fine. Now then, your president, Gary, is Harding. Could you tell us the first name of Mr. Harding, president after World War I? A Republican president. That'll help you.
I'll guess.
All right.
Tom?
Not quite Tom. No, that's a pretty good guess, all right. All right, back to you, Lewis. Could you tell us?
James?
No, not quite. Not quite. All right, Judy, what about it? What was his first name, Mr. Harding, Republican president after Woodrow Wilson? Could you tell us? Don't quite know?
No, sir.
All right, now, Linda, here's your chance. You were in fifth place. Now, here's your chance to go all the way to the top. Tell us the first name of Mr. Harding, president of the United States of America, after World War I, followed Woodrow Wilson. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Don't quite know. What about you? What about you, Grace? Do you know? You want to take a guess? Don't believe you know? All right. Now then, what about last place, Gary? Gary, you... All right, yes. Yes. All right. Your time. Do you know?
Started on me.
Oh, did it start on you? Oh, we've been all the way around. I must tell you then. I must tell you, and you spell it for me. Warren. Warren G. Harding.
Could sir?
Warren. Uh-huh.
A Warren, capital W-O-R-N-E-N.
No, not quite. It was W-A-R-R-E-N. All right, let's take another president. Now, if you miss this one, Lewis, I don't know what these people are going to do to you. Tell us the first name of Jackson, president of the United States, and from Tennessee. What was Jackson's first name? Do you know? No help from the audience now? Do you know, Lewis?
Thomas Jackson.
No, not quite. All right, Judy, your time. Oh, that Judy's just jumping up and down. She wants to get to the microphone so bad. Andrew is right. See if you can spell it.
Capital A-N-D-R-E-W.
That's right, and there she goes, the first place. What about that, boys and girls? All right. All right, I'll tell you right now, we've just had a barrel of fun out of that. Here are a few special words that I wanted you to spell, also sent in by Ann Becker, and that was a few occupations. We only have time for one or two of them. Will you spell statesman for us? Statesman. All right, what about it? Statesman.
Statesman. S-T-A-T-E-S-M-E-N.
Not quite. Statesman. You spelled the plural. I wanted statesman. You know, just the singular. Let her try it again. Then she might have misunderstood it. Statesman.
S-T-A-T-E-S-M-A-N.
That's right, statesman. That's right. All right, now here's a good one. Farmer. Oh, that's a fine occupation. You'll know that, Grace.
Did you say foreigner?
Farmer. Farmer. Like you're going to work on the farm, and you'll be a farmer.
F-A-R-M-E-R.
That's right. And your last word, Gary, is merchant.
Merchant. M-E-R-C-H-A-N-T.
All right, that's exactly right. Well, boys and girls, what do you know about it? The time's just about up because we must get to that word of the week. Because if we cannot spell the word of the week that you have sent in, then we must send you the Rand McNally World Atlas. But before we do that, we can announce the winner on the old blueback speller today. What do you know about it? She was in fifth place at the very foot of the line, and here she is in number one, right at the head of the line, winner of the $5 silver. Let's give her a hand, Judy Toney. Fine, Judy, and congratulations. Now, boys and girls, remember, all you have to do is just think of some word that you think that these 7th and 8th grade spellers cannot spell and send it in. And my, what a stack of letters we have received. Thank you so much for these wonderful cards and letters. And if we cannot spell your word on the old blueback speller, then we're going to send you the Rand McNally World Atlas. Well, here is the word for the week today. It comes from Frances Stultz. She says, I am 12 years old and in the 9th grade down in Iron City, Tennessee. All right, Frances Stultz, we are ready now to give your word to the old blueback spellers here, and if we cannot spell it, we're sending you the Rand McNally World Atlas. All right, Marvin, give us a little fanfare here, and we'll give these boys and girls the word that has been selected as the word of the week for this week. Sauerkraut. Sauerkraut. Oh, my, surely we'll be able to spell that. We always start at the foot of the line, so Gary, will you spell sauerkraut for us and save us this Rand McNally World Atlas? Francis Stultz down in Iron City, Tennessee, is sitting by that radio right now, just hoping you can't do it.
Sauerkraut.
S-O-U-R-C-R-A-U-T-E. Wrong. All right, Grace.
S-A-U-R-K-R-O-U-T.
Wrong. All right, Linda. Pronounce it first now where I'll know you understand.
Sauerkraut.
All right. All right, Linda.
S-A-U-R-K-R-A-U-T.
Not quite. All right, Lewis. See if you can spell sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. S-O-U-R-G-R-A-U-T.
Not quite. All right, now, I'll tell you, hold your breath down there, Francis Stultz, because here is the last one, the one who won the bee for today, Judy Tony. And Judy, see if you can spell sauerkraut.
S-A-U-R-K-R-O-U-T.
Not quite. It's S-A-U-E-R-K-R-A-U-T. Let's give Francis Stultz a hand. And Francis, we are very happy to mail to you this Rand McNally World Atlas with beautiful colored maps of all the countries around the globe. Now then, I want this little red-headed boy right over here with a short haircut to run up here and draw a name out of this box, and we're going to give the Rand McNally World Atlas to one of our studio audience here today. All right, thank you. Wait just a minute, son. Tell us your name.
Wayne Biggerstaff.
Where are you from?
Madison, Tennessee.
Ah, Wayne, we're mighty glad to have you at the old Bluebacks fellow. Let's see, Wayne, you may have to help me read this. No, I believe we can read it. D. Wayne Griffin. All right, come up, D. Wayne. You have won the Rand McNally World Atlas. Oh, where do you go to school, Dwayne?
New Madison High School.
New Madison High School. Well, I'll declare. What do you know about that? Well, congratulations. We're mighty glad to have you at the old Bluebacks fella.
Thank you.
Fine. Now then, I wish we had time to read some of these names and some of the letters and cards today, but the time is about gone. Remember, if you haven't written us, or if you have, write us again. Send in your word of the week, and if we cannot spell it, we are going to give you this Rand McNally World Atlas. Just think of a word. Don't get it too technical now. A word that should be in the experience of these boys and girls. One that's a little bit tricky. And you'll find if you'll just think that you just know a lot of them and send them to us. And now then, Tom Hansard, will you come in and take over? And boys and girls, your old spellmaster will see you next week on the old Blueback Speller. Thank you, Tom Hansard.
Thank you, Ira. And boys and girls, this has been another session of the old Blueback Speller, a regular old-fashioned spelling bee. We'll be here every Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning in WSM's Big Studio C, where there's plenty of room for everybody. Our program is conducted by our spellmaster, Ira North. So come on up on Saturday morning and join in the fun and see if your favorite contestant wins in this battle of the words. Now, this is Tom Hansard saying so long, and joining with Ira North and saying study hard for next week, when we will all be back again to spell some more words from the old Blueback Speller. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.